Good morning.
Good morning.
It's another wonderful day God has blessed us with to be here in His house once again, and just ask a continued interest in your prayers. We try to come before you this morning, hopefully to speak the truths of God, and that it be according to His will, and you know what we need to hear as a church. Have any of you, or let me see if I can get my thoughts together here. Let me ask you this. Is there been a time in your life where you've needed help? Yes. Yes. We can all say yes to that. There's you know, always times in our lives where, sometimes I know I do, I feel, you know, well, you know, I can do this, I got this. But, you know, the more I get into whatever I'm, you know, whatever I think I can do, I realize that I need some help. And we have that help in our Savior Jesus Christ. There's a verse I think it gets used in the wrong way a lot of times, but it's one of my favorite verses, and a verse that's very easy to memorize and that can help us in our time of need when we need that help. And it's Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." You know, Paul, in thinking on this verse, I got thinking about, you know, Paul, what Paul had been through in his life, and he went through a lot. I mean, if you think about, you know, read the Acts, you know, think about the life of Paul. Of course, we know he was Saul of Tarsus. We know that he persecuted the church. But he was struck down on the road to Damascus, and you know, the Lord used him in a mighty way in preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. And you know, think about all that Paul went through. He was shipwrecked. He was put in prison. He was beaten. You know, just all that he went through. And you know, He says here in, you know, in Philippians, he's, you know, you back up a couple of verses. He says, "Now that I speak in, not that I speak in respect of want, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need." And then in verse 13 he says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." And I believe Paul, is a good example, you know, for us in that, you know, in thinking on, you know, what he went through, and what he went through, and, you know, and in our lives, you know, here in this country, we've got it made. We have got it made. We're going through some things in our country right now that, you know, are we're not happy about. But, you know, overall, we've got it made in this country. You know, we're not really persecuted like others are in this world. Christians in this world, we're not persecuted like they are. You know, we're able to freely come to places like this and worship God freely. But, you know, what a blessing that is, you know, that we have that. But even, you know, even in our lives, you know, there's things that we go through that we need Christ, our strength. I got to thinking about that. What if we take "I can do all things," you know, all things, what if we take that out and just say "I can blank through Christ, which strengtheneth me"? You know, could we apply that, you know, as a father? You know, I can you know, be a good father through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Yes, we can. What about I can be a good servant to my masters, you know, in my workplace through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Yes, I can. You know, if we're striving to be good, godly fathers, if we're striving to be good, godly servants, we can do those things through Christ, which gives us strength. You know, sometimes in doing that, there, you know, you got to make hard decisions. You know, sometimes, you know, just think about, you know, in our time now being a father, you know, you're frowned upon if you spank your child. God says, spare not the rod. You know, and it takes, you know, nowadays it takes strength to even do that. But, you know, if you're trying to be a good godly father, you know, there's times you're going to need strength. There's times, you know, your child is going to push all your buttons, if you will. And, you know, you need strength to deal with that. But if you're, you know, if you truly love them, you want to correct them and you want to help them along the way. You know, same with being a good servant. You know, sometimes you have supervisors or managers that, you know, same thing. They push all your buttons, or they, you know, they do things that, you know, aggravate you, you know. But when you're trying to be a good godly servant, you can do that through Christ, which gives us strength. What about being a good member of the Church of Christ? Yeah. You know, that you like I said, all things, you can leave that blank and you can apply that to different parts of your life. We can apply that to, you know, different parts of you know, even in this country. You know, it's all encompassing, if you will. On if we're trying to do according to thus saith the word of God. Now, if we're going against the thus saith the word of God, you know, amen, he's not going to help us in that. But I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And it's, you know, that's, I think on that, I think on that often. Like I said, it's a very easy verse to remember. You know, and in times of trouble or in times of struggle, you know, you can bring this verse to mind, bring these words to mind, you know, and draw strength from it. You know, of course, Christ in John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5, he says, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. You know, when we're looking to Christ and we're looking to his word and trying to live our lives according to thus saith the word of God, he will give us strength in that. We are, you know, in doing that, we are aligning our thoughts, our walk with Christ, and he will give us strength. You know, again, thinking about Paul and what he went through, you know, he suffered so many things in his life, but yet he endured, you know, and we can endure here in our lives. You know, I have appreciated what we have heard over the last, you know, really several months here in the different sermons from different you know, different preachers, of, you know, of the word of God and how important it is to us, of reading it, of applying it in our lives. You know, it is good for every aspect of our life. It is good for you know, dealing with those, you know, dealing with problems in our lives, you know, those at work, at you know, dealing with things at home, here at the church, in church, just, you know, it's good for everything. And I do appreciate, you know, hearing that, and we need to hear it, you know, we need to hear it more often. But not only hear it, but, you know, remember it and take it and apply it to our lives.
Amen.
You know, I believe in doing that, you know, God will bless. It's not going to be easy. There are going to be times of struggle, but I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You know, it's just, again, you can draw strength in knowing that, and to help you along life's way. I hope and pray that what I've said has been a blessing to you, and ask that you continue to pray for Brother Clayton.
Amen. I appreciate what